Support for OPB comes from our members and from our sponsors, like Tracy Ray from the employment law firm of Baron Liebman. Tracy says that OPB sponsorship is a great way to support the community and connect with Baron Liebman's clients.
From the Gert Boyle studio at OPB, this is Think Out Loud. I'm Dave Miller. We turn now to two tiny but mighty dynasties in Harney County. Last month, the girls and boys basketball teams at Crane Union High School each won the 1A state championships. It was the third consecutive state title for the boys team and the fourth title in the last 5 years for the girls, who played 30 games this season and won every single one. Courtney Doman and Caitlin Signer, a senior and a freshman respectively, were the co-captains of the girls' team. Eric Nichols is the coach of the boys' team and the principal of Crane Union High School. All three join me now. Congratulations and welcome to Think Out Loud.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Courtney, first, I want to go back quickly to last year when your team lost by just 2 points in the championship game. What do you most remember from that game?
I'd say just like the last few minutes of the game, being behind and just the losing, getting second place was really disappointing.
You knew for the last, I mean, at a certain point, it was clear to you that you were going to come in second?
Well, not really, because the game isn't over until the clock says zero, but we were pushing through, and we never gave up. But just when the buzzer went off and we were behind, it wasn't a good feeling.
How much was that on your mind throughout this year, that feeling, and coming so close?
I'd say like the whole season. Like, it's the worst feeling ever, and I did not want to feel it again. So it really pushed me to work hard, because I wasn't going to let that happen again.
So given that, what did it mean to you to win again this year?
It meant everything, just to get that redemption of being in the championship game again, and just being able to win this time was amazing.
Eric Nichols, what was going through your mind in the final seconds of this year's championship game when it was clear to you that you were going to three-peat, three in a row?
That's a tough question, right? There's so much that goes through your mind in a basketball game. That the game is fast, right? It's back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. But, you know, as that clock winds down, I mean, your thoughts are on everything from, hey, we want to make sure we represent ourselves in the appropriate way, right? In a sportsmanlike manner. You know, you want to make sure your team is behaving appropriately. But honestly, a little bit of jubilation, but a release of pressure, right? It's like, oh, thank goodness, right? So happy for these kids. But there's a little bit of pressure with, you know, repeating and then repeating again. And so you're just happy for the kids that pressure can be relieved from them.
That's an interesting way to think about it. So, I mean, God, and it also sounds complicated. Happy for them that the pressure is off them, that they achieved what they wanted to, that what you helped them sort of push them towards, but in the end, it's them on the court. Yeah. So relief for them.
Yep.
Huh. Was there a particular moment that really stood out to you in the game that you most remember, aside from, you know, the buzzer going off at the end?
The buzzer is always that good feeling, right? But no, I think it, honestly, because we are with these kids so much in these small schools, right? Like it's really a family, boys and girls together, and you know, you're hanging out with the majority of these kids from the time that they're, you know, preschool even. You know, you're seeing them running on the court in some occasions, and they're at all the basketball games and the concerts and, you know, the community events, and so with that said, it all goes together, right? From the time they're in kindergarten to the time they graduate and even after, right? Like when you sign up for Crane Schools, you sign up for the wedding invitations, the baby announcements, the birthdays, all that stuff, right? It's not just school, right? It's a community. So, but I can say during the game, there's a moment that, you know, we had some trials and tribulations in that game a little bit. Our big man, Caitlin's older brother, got in foul trouble and he's a big cog for us. But when one of our players, one of our seniors came over and he's like, hey, we got this. And that was actually in the first quarter, because we've been here before, right? That those are big statements that you're like, oh, we do have this, right? That confidence was just seeping from our players at that point. You know, like, it's okay that Cody's out, our big man, next man up, right? Because of that tight community, it was a good feeling, and I felt we had a really good chance at that point.
Caitlin, I mentioned at the beginning that you are a freshman. Also, though, one of the co-captains of the team. What did it mean to you at the beginning of this season to be named one of the leaders of the team?
Oh, it meant quite a bit to me. I mean, I was just happy to be able to help Courtney lead our team this year. And doing it by Courtney's side is even better. And it just made me feel good. And I felt confident in me and Courtney to, and our whole team, to do it together, and it worked out.
Caitlin, what do you see as the duties of being a co-captain? What did you have to do?
On the court, you always got to have good sportsmanship and respect your team and the other team and the coaches and everyone there. And then just like leadership, lead by example, and be kind and hope that your teammates do the same.
Courtney, I want to listen to a call from near the end of your championship game. This was streamed on the NFHS network. We're going to hear play-by-play announcer Mark Hauser.
Doman, high left side. Up top, away to Kendall Nichols. Kara Goss-Bodily has it. That's a hyphenated last name, by the way. Courtney Doman, lean to the basket, all the way, drives and scores. That could be a nice way for the senior to close out a splendid career for the Mustangs. Under 40 seconds to go, Crane by 20.
Closing out a splendid career there, in the words of the announcer. What was it like knowing that this was win or lose? Obviously win, it was win big, but this was going to be your last high school basketball game.
It was crazy. It was a fun game, and just to be able to go out with a championship was awesome. But knowing that it was my last game was kind of sad. I wasn't going to play with my teammates anymore or with the coaches. It was pretty sad and unreal. Hmm.
The coach of the girls' basketball team is also your mom, who I understand has coached you for years now. What's that been like?
It's been pretty awesome. It's fun being able to have her on the court with me and just being able to coach me and push me to work harder and become a better athlete has always been fun. And like, she's been with me since like elementary school, middle school, high school. And even if she's not necessarily on the bench, she's always coaching me from home and is always helping me because she wants me to be the best I can be. And I'm very grateful for that. Hmm.
Coach Nichols, let's listen to another call. This is from the boys' championship game, the team that you coach. Again, we'll hear play-by-play announcer Mark Hauser.
8 seconds in the quarter, into the front court. Nichols drives left side of the lane, shovels it up and misses. Signer puts it back at the buzzer. Cody Signer with a bucket to close the half, or third quarter. We have played three periods here in Baker City, state championship on the line.
We hear there one player, actually I guess Caitlin's brother, picking up another from a missed shot. And that other is your son Carter, a senior. Yes. On the team. What's it like to coach your own kid? How do you navigate that as a coach?
Well, that kid that lives at my house needed to go off 2 feet right there, and then Cody wouldn't have had to pick up his miss. But no, great, awesome play there, penetrating to the basket, drawing the help side, and let Cody get that offensive rebound. But I'll tell you what, it's a tough thing to do, coach your kid. But Carter and I have been doing it for a long time, and like Courtney said, it's fun. It does come with some, you know, additional responsibility. But one thing that Carter and I have been able to do is Coach Nichols and player Nichols do our best to turn it off when we leave the gymnasium, right? Do we talk about some things? Sure. But usually have try to have the player bring that up, have my son bring it up rather than myself bring it up. And so try to separate that as best we can. And then, does he get held to a little bit of a higher standard? Yeah, he probably does. But he's just one of the guys and a pretty special group of kids. But we also have that conversation internally, right? We have that conversation with the players to ensure that everybody knows, like, yeah, he lives at my house, but he's just one of the guys.
Baker City, where both of these championship games were held, it's more than 3 hours by car away from Crane. How many folks do you think made the trip from anywhere in Harney County? We can talk in a bit about actually what Crane Union High School is. It's been a long time since we've talked about the specifics on this show, but how many folks who cheer on Crane went up to Baker for the game, do you think?
Well, if we look at the electrical records, there probably wasn't a lot of electricity because everybody turned the lights out, and probably the last person that left did turn the last light out. Like, everybody was there, man. Like,
in Harney County was empty?
You probably could have taken a better census count at Baker City than you would have gotten in Crane that day. So.
Huh. let's talk briefly about what Crane Union is. Back in 2013, we did a whole show from the high school, a super fun time, and we learned about this pretty unique model, a public boarding school that takes kids from an area that's bigger than a number of East Coast states put together. Can you just remind us briefly what Crane Union High School is?
So Crane Union High School's school district is just under 10,000 square miles, which is bigger than seven states. It encompasses a good chunk of Harney County, basically everywhere but the town of Burns. So Crane Union High School, the key word there is union, is a 9-12 school district that has seven K-8 school districts that feed into it. So the town of Fields, which is a rock's throw from Nevada, about 2 hours away drive time, the town of Riley, the town of Druzy, French Glen, Diamond, these little places on a map are these K-8 schools. Think Little House on the Prairie, what you saw there, that feed into Crane Union High School. A lot of those students, because of the drive time, stay in a dormitory. Girls are upstairs, boys are downstairs. We've got a matron and a patron that acts like mom and dad.
And they live in the teacherage, right?
Thursday. Go ahead.
They live in the teacherage?
So they live with the kids in the dormitory. We do have several teachers that do live in a teacherage here, but yeah. That's one of the ways we get staff here is we help provide them housing because of our rural location. Hmm.
Caitlin, back to you. So we mentioned your brother who Coach Nichols calls the big man, 6'7" or something as a junior. What has it been like for the two of you to be on championship teams at the same time and to be able to cheer each other on?
It's pretty special. Me and Cody and our other sister too, we've always played against each other at home, and then watching each other grow up and play with their teams and be successful is pretty special and exciting.
Let's listen to one more clip, Caitlin. This involves you. This is from your championship game.
Left wing Emily Clark, she penetrates with a dribble, kicks it right wing Doman, up top Signer, another three. Unbelievable. A freshman. Caitlin Signer has 29 points.
Caitlin, I understand that you came to Portland a week and a half ago to watch some of the women's Sweet 16 and Elite 8 games that were at the Moda Center. What was that experience like for you?
It was amazing. My whole life I've always watched on TV, and it's always exciting on TV, but being there in real life is just a whole new experience. You get to see the crowd and see how fans act in bigger situations than ours. And it's pretty exciting. Makes me want to be there. Hmm.
Courtney, the current generation of players, especially folks like Caitlin Clark or Angel Reese, they have taken public awareness and viewership of women's college basketball to new levels in incredible ways. There's never been public interest in women's basketball like there has been in the last couple weeks. What has that meant to you as a player yourself?
I think that it's amazing just to get that publicity and just to have everyone see just how cool women's sports is and how cool women's basketball is and how it's growing and how good these players are and how it's making little kids want to play basketball and have that fun time to play this game. So I'm grateful for those athletes who are amazing and who have built up this sport to be what it really is.
Hmm. Eric Nichols, what do you hope that your student athletes will take away from their time on your teams, separate from athletics, separate from basketball?
That's a good question and something that we talk about quite often. Ultimately, life's hard, right? And it's hard is going to run your life one way or the other, right? And so adversity, how to overcome adversity, how to be a better person, how to enhance the room, right? If you're in the room, you need to be making that room better. And so we talk about those things quite often. And sports are fun. Boy, they're fun. And they're about making us better people. And it just happens to be there's some fun and a bouncing ball attached to it.
Caitlin Signer, just briefly, what are your hopes for next year? You're going to be a sophomore, and also you already have one ring. I don't know if you actually get rings, but the equivalent of a ring. What are your hopes for next year?
Oh, we always got to hope to do it again. Courtney and all the teams prior to this year have left a high expectation for us, so we're going to work hard and see if we can make it happen.
Caitlin, Courtney and Coach Nichols, thanks so much and congratulations again.
Thank you. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Caitlin Signer and Courtney Doman are co-captains of the Crane Union High School girls basketball team. They were the 1A state champions. Courtney is a senior, Caitlin a freshman. The boys team won as well. They are coached by principal Eric Nichols. Finally today, producer Rolly Hernandez joins me to read some of your recent feedback. Hey, Rolly.
Hey, Dave. Earlier this month, we talked about the bottle bill and the many perspectives surrounding it.
We asked what the bottle bill means to you, and we got a lot of responses. Ann Wolf wrote, "Please leave the bottle bill in place as it does help the environment and homeless people have some income and a sense of purpose. Find some other way to deal with the problem of drugs around redemption centers. Governor McCall and Governor Straub's hard work on this deserves to be preserved and honored."
Ian Berg wrote, "Over the last 4 years, the bottle drop locations have gotten out of hand. They are now surrounded by desperate people that are sometimes aggressive with open-air drug use and dealing. I have witnessed this in Bend and Eugene and had a theft out of my truck occur at the Bend bottle location. I've started recycling cans less over the last few years to avoid the bottle drop-offs."
A Downing wrote on Facebook, "I think it means a lot as an Oregonian. I usually give my bottles away. I kind of dislike blaming the bottle bill for people feeding their addictions. Maybe focusing on what to do about addiction and homelessness is a better thing to do. We're losing a lot due to other people's problems now becoming everyone's problems. So time to focus on the real problem and find solutions. Stop looking for little things to blame, like the bottle bill."
Jose Pinamosa said, "Waste of time and money. Everyone recycles in Oregon, so time to get rid of it. Bottles are not returned, but thrown in recycling bins. Homeless go around rummaging through neighborhood bins to get them."
Dunya Markham wrote, "Until recently, I had no idea people were against the bottle bill. We've used it personally to fund band trips, our kids' college grocery bills, extra vacation funds, Las Vegas casino budgets. And also, we're always more than happy to set cans aside for some of our neighbors who need the extra income."
Markham continued, "Those cans add up. And while I get it's being misused, I guess I belong in that income bracket where we benefit and appreciate the extra dollars. Why kill it and punish those who use it to improve their quality of life? This just displays the greater flaws, our absolute lack of will to deal with our drug epidemic leading to massive addiction, poverty, and absolute suffering. Killing the bottle bill will not fix any of that."
Devin Marshall shared, "Helps me paying my rent, asthma, and seizure meds. Gas money for rides to the doctor. Seems the only place that has an issue is Portland. Don't punish the rest of the state where it's actually useful and not having those issues. Albany has only one place in the whole city city that accepts bottles. They close at 6 p.m. People return their bottles and leave. It does get packed, however, it doesn't interfere with other restaurants, and it's in the same parking lot as a busy Mexican restaurant.
We also got a few voicemails. Here's one from Khalees Johnson.
We run a food pantry out of our home. We have done so for almost 25 years in the Madison South neighborhood. I go out in my electric wheelchair and collect cans, and people bring us cans. And with that money, we make between 250 and 300 lunches a week, and we also buy food for our food pantry. We do not use drugs with them, and the limitations they're trying to put on the bottles and cans and how you can return them, etc., is going to put limitations on us feeding people.
We also got this message from Gordon Matthews in Vancouver.
I've always been concerned when folks are canning my recycling that I'm actually contributing to defrauding Oregon because I buy my beer in Vancouver. So no one ever collected the deposit. It just doesn't seem right that we're doing this, especially given Oregon's budget constraints.
We always welcome your emails and comments in whatever form. Our address is thinkoutloud@opb.org.
Our voicemail number is 503-293-1983. On Facebook, we're at OPB2L.
Thanks, Rolly.
You're welcome, Dave.
If you don't want to miss any of our shows, you can listen on the NPR app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you like to get your podcasts. Our nightly rebroadcast is at 8 p.m. Thanks very much for tuning in to Think Out Loud on OPB and KLCC. I'm Dave Miller. Have a great day.
Think Out Loud is supported by Steve and Jan Oliva, the Rose E. Tucker Charitable Trust, Ray and Marilyn Johnson, and the Susan Hammer Fund of the Oregon Community Foundation.